We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Legal analyst Royal Oaks is with us this morning on the Newsline to give us some insight here into the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. Surgeon General, the Attorney General, is not happy that a guy who was in a federal jail and should have been observed at least every 30 minutes was somehow able to take his own life. So when the AG opens up a couple of investigations here, do we really expect something to come out of it? And if so, what kind of result might we get?
Well, a couple of different issues. One issue is, why was he taken off suicide watch? He was on a few weeks ago, and of course, the head of the correction system there and the head psychologist have to approve that, so there's going to be some explaining to do there, given the fact that, of course, very recently some documents were released suggesting strong evidence against him in terms of sex trafficking. And then the second question is, all right, he's off suicide watch still. The protocol is they look in on him every 30 minutes, and he's supposed to have a second inmate in the cell as a roommate, and neither of those things happened. There's reporting that the guards were overworked. They were working many straight days of overtime. So, yes, a lot of explanations are going to be required in terms of the investigation by the feds as to what happened.
What happened to the people who, the names that were floated out there that had connections to Jeffrey Epstein? Do they have to worry about legal ramifications now that this guy is gone?
Well, the feds have indicated through their language and their public documents that they think a conspiracy was going on, and that means that Epstein didn't act alone. He may have had business associates or social associates that now could be charged with crimes. We don't know if any additional charges will be forthcoming. But even though you can't charge a dead man any further, you could go after his co-conspirators. Then, of course, there's the question of the civil suits. To the extent people want money damages in civil court, those suits may still proceed in spite of the fact that Epstein is dead, because you can go after his estate and recover basically the same money you could recover as if he was alive. And, of course, they also would be free to sue other people if it's determined that he did have co-conspirators.
All right, Royal, try and put me, if not into the mind of the victim, into the mind of the lawyer who has to comfort that victim, because we've heard in this case not relief in that the person that they accuse of being a monster is gone, but they're upset that they didn't get justice, that they didn't get to see him convicted and rot in prison. You know what I mean? Because I would think some people would think relief. Thank goodness he got what he deserved. He's gone. And on the other hand, that's not what they're saying.
No, you're right. It's incredibly frustrating not to have the cathartic experience of going to court and seeing this guy that you know did terrible things being brought to justice and knowing that he will never see the light of day and he'll be rotting in prison forever. On the other hand, some people have said, well, at least they're satisfied that he can't hurt anybody else. And they're happy that he's gone. So it's sort of a mixture of legal and psychological issues. And of course, then the anger will now be trained to others who may have helped him if those charges are forthcoming.
Royal Oaks with us on the Newsline with some legal analysis this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.